I think historically this that junction in particular has had issues with it. I've previously discussed it with the local area engineer and was informed that frequently accidents occur when people break the lights at that junction. I'm not saying that happened in relation to these instances. I don't know the details of those. However, I am also aware that there's a huge amount of traffic on that road and that's ever increasing. So it may be that it's time now for the engineers to relook at it and perhaps relook at the timing of the lights, which might make a difference in relation to those accidents, because we want to prevent those.